Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah, holding at the very top of Chaf Amid Beis. So let's keep going. It says, V'kulin sha'asu me'yasha'alu omen ha'sha'achar kosher. Mishnah we learned yesterday on Chaf Amid Aleph, this is various things that are kosher in the daytime. They have to be done from Nates onward. Nates is the day. But the Mishnah said, Bidi Evid, if they are done from alos ha'sha'achar, from dawn, not from sunset, but from dawn, they are kosher. Rashi explained there that because really dawn is the beginning of the day, and the only reason we require someone to wait until nates to do these daytime activities is because not everyone is an expert at telling when dawn is, and you have to wait until it gets a little brighter. The Mishnah said various things. It said reading the Megillah is the daytime, Mila, Tevila, Hazaya, of the various things that would sprinkle on people, like the Paraduma. So that was what was going on. So now we quote the second part of that halacha that said, V'kulin sha'asim isha'ala m'shachar kosher. Anyone that did these things from dawn onward is kosher. Menani mili, where does that come from? Amar Rava, the Amar Kra. Pasuk says, V'ikar l'kim l'or yom. Hashem called to light day. He gave it a name called day. So he learns that. I mean, l'meir uba, the thing that is lighting up, namely the time after dawn, is getting brighter. Kor yom, that's already called day. Where it says, Elamiata, if that's your source, V'lachoshech kar laila, the next part of the pasuk, to the darkness he called night. That would mean L'machshich uba kar laila. Right? That would mean the thing getting darker is already nighttime. Meaning after Shkia. It's getting darker, that should be nighttime, but that can't be. Hakam alone, we hold Da'ad Tesek Kachavim Lav Lailuhu. Certainly it's not nighttime until the stars come out, until the nightfall has happened. But it can't be, it's not getting dark, it's darker already. So that drasha won't work. Ella, Amar Rabbi Zeira Mehacha. Another pasuk. Va'anachnu osim b'malacha v'chetzam machzikim b'ramachim ve'alos ha'shachar ad seiso kochavim. So this is a better, more clear, right? The pasuk in Nehemiah says that we do work v'chetzam machzikim b'ramachim, and half of them holding spears, that's the type of work they would have, soldiers, from dawn until nightfall. The pasuk says explicitly that dawn until nightfall is a time of work. And seemingly that is the daytime when people work, but the pasuk, the Gemara makes another pasuk, the Omer, the pasuk follows, says, the hayu, it should be, lanu halayla lemishmar, right? The nighttime was a guard, right? And the daytime was a work. That's what the pasuk ends off saying. It says, also that time I said, la'am ish v'naro yolina b'socher yishlaim, the hayu lanu halayla mishmar, the nighttime was a guard, v'hayom malacha, and the day was malacha. Okay, so that makes it pretty clear that the daytime is exactly these borders from Alos HaShachar, right? Until from Alos HaShachar until Tzeisa Kochavim. So that seems to be good, right? The Gemara says that my Omer. What do you need the second pasuk for? The first pasuk already says the work was done from Alos until Tzeis. Isn't that good enough to show you the daytime? Say that no. The Chitema. Maybe you'll tell me Mishaala Amar HaShachar Lav Yamam. Really, from dawn is not day. Dawn really is not daytime. Nate's sunrise is daytime. And really, from sunset, it's already nighttime. These people in the pasuk that the work time was from dawn and ended at nightfall was because they were coming early and staying late. Not that it was really daytime. Daytime started later at Nates, and it ended earlier at Shkia. So Tashma, after me, the second pasuk says, they're saying those times were day. Those the work times were day, and not anything earlier than day or later than night started. Just only the daytime was being measured from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochav. Seder. Says the Mishnah, Kol Hayom Kasher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, the whole day is kosher. So now we're going with the other border. When does it end? The whole day is kosher for the daytime reading of Megillah, L'Kriyas HaHallel, and for Hallel, L'Tekiyah Shofar, L'Tilas Lulav, L'Tfilas HaMasafin, U'Masafin, for both the Tfilah of Masafin and the Korbanos Masafin, L'Vidui HaParim, the Vidui that's done over various Parim that were burnt up, the par ham davar shel tzibor, par ham nisrafim, different karbonos, whether there's a vidui on them or the par on your pipper, right? That was also done the whole, it could be done the whole day. Le vidui meiser, vidui meiser is a person who brings meiser sheni to Yerushalayim. There's a whole vidui that he has to say about it before he eats it. Le vidui yom kippurim, and the vidui done on yom kippur, yeah, that's done on karbonos on yom kippur. The par that Kohen brings, etc., the par he brings for Klal Yisrael. The smicha l'shchita, for a smicha that's done on an animal where you have to lean on the animal that's done right before you shechted. So both those actions are in the daytime, the whole day is kosher. The tenufa l'hagasha l'kamitza, these are actions, tenufa is done with a few things, but Some menachos and certain other types of karbanos, the log shaman of another, if I'm not mistaken, and the asham. So they have tenufa, you wave the item. Lahagasha is where they bring the mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. They sort of, it's not an offering at that point, but you approach it towards that corner of the mizbeach. The kamitza is when the kohen would take out of the mincha the komet, which means a three-finger full. They would take out with his three middle fingers, not his pinky or thumb. That was a very difficult avodah, but that avodah could be done all day. Well, akhtara, and burning up that komet is what that means. So, again, shechita, on the one hand, for karbanos that are animals, kamitza over here for the, that are talking about a mincha. The malika is the type of shechting that was done with the bird. The kohen did with his thumbnail and shechted the bird offerings. Olas of or chatas of, he shechted them with his thumbnail from the back, from the nape of the bird's neck. The kabbalah hazayah, and also accepting the blood from an animal. And hazayah, sprinkling, that hazayah over here means probably, they learn over here, means the zrika, means when you throw the blood on the mizbeach. And it could also mean hazayah, the sprinkling, this is hazayah was not throwing, but hazayah of cows that were burnt up and the chatos that were brought inside in Yom Kippur was also a type of zrika. Hazayah apparently means all those things Rashi learns. Lashkaya sota, giving the sota woman waters to drink in the part of the sota process. Larifa sa egla, and axing an egla rufa, axing the calf that has to be brought to a city, to a place where a dead body was found, and it's unknown what happened. As a kapara, they would take the psukim that elaborate in shoftim, the end of parsha shoftim, that they would take this cow that had never worked into a field that had never been worked, and ax its and kill it there, ax it. So that could be done also all day. Otaras and Metzora, and the whole purification process of Metzora, which we went a little bit about in the first parak, shaving the eyebrows, bringing the korban, etc., sprinkling blood on his thumbs. Kol alayla kosher l'ksiras ha'omer. Now it says the whole nighttime is kosher for reaping the omer. That was done at nighttime. It was done the day after Pesach. I mean, Motzei Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach. They had to reap the barley, and they bring it as a korban the next day. So the reaping could be done all night. And also nighttime, you could, even though you brought a korban during the day, but you could burn up the fats and the limbs that were still burning, already burning in the daytime, could keep burning all night. Then the mission says that klal is a general rule. Anything with a mitzvah is on the day, so the whole day is kosher. Anything with a mitzvah of it is nighttime, it's kosher the whole night. Okay, quite a lengthy mission, a long list of things that are kosher the whole day. Gemara is going to go through sources for. I'm not sure if it will be all of them, at least for many of them. I think it goes through all of them. That's the Gemara. Minalan, where do you know this? What's this? The thing about Megillah being kosher all day. The Amar Kra, the Hayamim Ha'elin, Nizkarim V'Nasim. These days of Purim will be Nizkarim, remembered, but we've learned it a lot of times to mean mentioning, means the Kriya. Yeah, V'Nasim, and done. So these days, saying daytime. So anything in the daytime, way we use that to same idea to show that it had to start at Nates, but also carries on the whole day. The kriyas ha'halel, v'ksiv, the mizrach shemesh ha'mavo, a pasuk in halel, from the mizrach shemesh, from the sun is in the east until it goes, meaning it sets. Rabbi Yossi Omer, or maybe the Yersi here, shenad of Rabbi Yossi Omer, but it said perhaps Rabbi Yosef. Either way, Omer, zeh hayom asa Hashem, a different pasuk in halel. This day, Hashem made, tells you the whole day is good. When the tivas lulav, v'ksiv, l'kachtem lechem b'yom rishon, the psukim that command us about lulav says you take on the first day. The whole first day is okay. Tekiyah shofar, dekseiv yom teruah yelachem. The day of Rosh Hashanah in the Torah is called a day of shofar blasts, so it's a day. On the safin, dekseiv korban musaf, because devar yom biyomo. It talks about different korbanos, right? And then it says each thing in its day, devar yom biyomo, the thing of each day on its day. Now that's kind of interesting. That mekpark is not. I mean, it is about musaf. It's about all the korbanos. Elamo de Hashem asher tikro, some of that pasuk over there, and it ends lahakir ishel Hashem. Olo mincha zevach nitzachim dvar yom biyomo. I guess because it's talking about the korbanos that are brought on the different yom tovim, and that was different musafin. So maybe that's why we assume it's talking about musaf in particular. But seemingly it's saying any korban is good the whole day, any korban that's brought in the day. Okay. Yeah, they don't talk about it so explicitly over here, but I guess that's what's going on. So, tefillas musafin, and for davening musaf, they can musafin shaviv rabbanon. That's certainly, they made the tekana of musaf, just like the korban musaf. So the korban musaf is good all day, so too the tefillah musaf is good all day. Well, the vidui parim, where do you get the vidui that's done on parim, which again is the vidui that's done on a par helm davar shel tzibur, the type of par that's brought if the whole congregation made a mistake about a certain halacha, they were taught incorrectly. A par kohen mashiach, that's where the kohen taught himself the incorrect halacha about something that was an isser karis, and he acted according to that and then realized that these are all the parim that we're talking about. So there's a vidui that happens on them. And also by the parim kippurim, but that's going to be a different list. That was that's in the Mishnah. It was not called these parim. It was called the levidui yom kippurim. Anyways, about these parim, what's the makor? It says the Gemara, the olif kaparim yom kippurim. It's actually gezer shava of the word kapara written by these cows, to the word kapara written by Yom Kippur. The Tanya, Gabi Yom Kippurim, the price of Yom Kippur says, V'chiper ba'ado v'ad beisel. The Kohen will gain atonement for himself and for his house. The kapara sevar mekosu medaber. This is not talking about the kapara reached by shechting the animal, doing the whole service of the animal. It's talking about an atonement of words, namely a confession, right? The kapara b'yamamuhu, and we know confession is done during the day. On this day, the Kohen will atone for, Hashem really will atone for you. So it's talking about over there. So we know by Yom Kippur it says kapara. Where is the Gezer Shavu? The Gemara doesn't make clear where is the second pasuk of kapara. I just said the pasuk by Yom Kippur. Shouldn't there be a second one to say over by these cows? So we know over here, I'm just saying over from Rashi over here, basically, that this is, first off, it's kaparas devar, and we know it's vidui, because the shechting of the par didn't happen yet. That's going to be talked about next pasuk. So that's easy enough that we know about that, right? And we know kapara is during the day. But again, how do you know about these cows? I'm sorry, Ian over here. So it seems to be, I'm just looking around over here, that there's a bit of a hidden word that the Gemara is not saying straight out, that the word kapara is indeed written in the context of the cows that we're talking about. Parham davar shel tzibur. Over there it says refers that kapara happens. I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't say throughout the other pasuk. I mean, generally how the Gemara will state it, Gezeirah Shavah will say both psukim over here at gotten hidden. That's a bit of a pell over here. Parim the olif kapara kvaram yom kippurim. Tani yom kippurim kippur ba'ado v'ad beiso. Karasavaram akasim adab there. It doesn't tell you the other pasuk over here. But Rashi brings, I'm seeing it now, Vidui Parim, and he brings it Beferish. It brings it Beferish, Rashi on the Mishnah, that V'hizvada al Chatas, it says there's Vidui that happens on the Parham Davashot Sibor, and it says V'chiper, Alav HaKohen, it says Kapara. Interesting. Sorry, again, the construct of the Gemara is not what it usually would be. Continues the Gemara. Lo vidui ma'aser v'chuli vidui ma'aser is also on the day. Diksiv v'amart l'fnei Hashem l'kecha v'yarti akodesh min abayis. Person says as part of vidui of ma'aser that in front of Hashem he says, I have removed all the kodesh, meaning the ma'aser, from my house. V'samichle hayom azay Hashem l'kecha mitzavcha. This day Hashem is commanding you. So it has to be in the daytime, but the whole daytime. V'smicha l'shchita. For smicha, the leaning that's done on an animal before shechting it and the shechting it. Diksiv v'samach v'shachat. Right? We know those two are always go together because it says he leans on the animal and he shechs it. Diksiv v'b'shchita. And about shchita, it's written, b'yom ziv chachem. On the day of your sacrifice. The tenufa, about the waving, the tenufa. Diksiv b'yom hanifachem. That is in the day of the waving. That's the omer of the omer. L'hagasha, and the approaching that's done, the bringing the mincha, meminachos, are brought that you bring them to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. The iskish the tenufa is a hekish, from that to tenufa. Tenufa, we just learned the source that it's the whole daytime. So this is has a hekish of that. They see, v'lokach kon ha-miyad ha-isha es minchas ha-kena'os. Ve-heinif ve-hikriv. It says the Kohen takes from the woman, by the case of Sota, the mincha that she brings, the mincha of jealousies, and he weighs it, and then he offers it.
About these actions, Malika, again, is the shechting of the bird offerings in the unusual manner. Kamitza, the taking the 3 finger breaths full of the flour and oil mixture of a mincha that the kohen does. Actually, a lot of them wasn't flour, it was baked already. Laktara, and burning that up. Lahazaya, and the sprinkling or the throwing of the bloods that were done. Viksiv, b'yom savoso, es b'nei Yisrael. It says, on the day he commanded b'nei Yisrael. So what does this pasuk show you? The whole pasuk reads, v'yom savoso la'akiv is korbanayim, to offer their korbanos. So either, Rashi has two pshatim here, either this is talking about korban, not talking about a komet, because there's already a different limud for that. Yeah, and you learn out all the different steps over here from the different things that are called hakrava. The second pshat in Rashi sounds a little simpler. There's lahakriv in this pasuk, but yom savoso, he commanded them to bring it. That's all called tzorchei hakrava. Anything that is needed for hakrava of a korban, so kamitza, malika, kabbalah, they're all be involved in this. Hagasha and tenufa had to be from before because they're not needed for the korban. They're just done with a korban item. But they're not ma'akiv. Yeah. Lashkaya sota, how do you know the making the sota woman drink is kosher the whole day? Asya Torah Torah. The word Torah itself is a gezer shav in two places. Ksiv hacha, but asa la koin is called Torah. So the koin will do from her this whole procedure for her. Really, Torah there is like the whole instruction. Ksiv asam apia Torah shari rucha ba'al mishpat says over there a different scenario that we have to do according to the Torah that they will teach you. Ba'al mishpat. Yeah, and about the judgment, right? Ma mishpat b'yom afkam b'yom. Mishpat is certainly done during the daytime. As an isser, there's certain things of the court case at nighttime, right? So too over here. So this pasuk is not, I mean, it's about general halachas of dinim. It's not nothing to do particularly with the korban. But because we see that it says mishpat uses the word Torah, and over here by sota it uses the word Torah, so we relate the two, right? The nekuda of the mishpat being by day, Rashi brings in the Makor, it says, by the Yohan Dechilo Espanov, right, it says by the parsha beginning of Kisetzik, when a person has 2 sons, the firstborn son came from a wife that was more hated, was not the favored wife, and the secondborn son came from the other wife, he's not allowed to give unfair favoritism to the secondborn and give him like the firstborn wife. It's not true. When he's going to bequeath things to his sons, it says, Ora kola parsha kula ios din. So Gemara Sanhedrin learns out from this parsha of various halachas about mishpat, and was it says right? It says the day he'll bequeath his what he's going to leave over to his children. So because it says day, we learn out that dinim are done during the daytime dafk. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next.